Eureka Springs will soon have its first hostel, an affordable tourist accommodation geared toward traveling students and recreationalists. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Eureka Springs Hostel is the third to open in Arkansas.
Eureka Springs planning officials recently approved construction of an affordable housing complex uptown on Judas Street, developed and designed by local architect Terry McGuire. The three-story structure will feature condominiums for purchase or lease. And the first floor will be a hostel established especially for visiting students, hikers, and cyclists. Investor Kenton Chiara will own and manage the hostel.
I believe the square footage of the hostel is probably, I think it's about 1,400 square foot, and now the units, the condo units, range between 390 square foot for the studios and 455 square foot for the one-bedroom studios.
Hostels are low-cost communal guest housing, common across Europe, where traveling sightseers rent a bed and share kitchen and bathroom quarters. Now, Eureka has lots of guest accommodations, but this is the first hostel in Eureka, and the cost per night?
A good price structure, $26 per night, per person. And I was thinking about incorporating a few rebates for maybe $2 off per person, per student, and maybe $2 off if you show up with a bicycle or a backpack.
Only two other hostels operate in Arkansas, the Little Rock Firehouse Hostel, which features men's and women's bunk dorms, and Herm Home Farm and Hostel in Parthenon outside of Jasper in Newton County. Chiara will own two ground floor condos. A more studio and one bedroom condo will be built on the second and third floors. Construction will start up early this winter. Estimated opening of the hostel this spring. Chiara says his hostel will feature a great room, lockers, and group sleeping quarters with 8 beds to start.
It's not just going to be army barrack cots. You do have bunks in its communal area, and each bunk has recharging stations. It has curtains for privacy to close yourself up in, and I believe we're designing the bunks. They're going to be about 7 foot long and plenty of height room. I don't remember the exact height. And each bunk has its own exhaust, sort of like in an airplane exhaust system.
Chiara has traveled the globe, he says, and says hostels are the way to go.
Well, I've traveled quite a bit in my life. I've traveled all throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and I've stayed at plenty of hostels. My reason for wanting to do a hostel in Eureka Springs is basically there's a need for it. There's no hostels here. It's pretty basic. There's no hostels in Eureka Springs. It's a tourist area, and the I-49 corridor is expanding, and there's just a need for it, I believe.
And Eureka's first hostel is centrally located.
It's about a block and a half to downtown and about a block to all the other amenities if you have to walk to the grocery store, the health food store.
The complex was recently approved by Eureka Springs Planning Commission after lots of discussion on how to categorize a hostel for code. David Renko, professional trail builder who hosts an annual mountain bike festival in Eureka Springs, says three major recreational trail projects are under development in town, so the time for hostels in Eureka Springs is just right.
Lake Leatherwood has new trails coming, and the in-town trail development has been high on the priority list, and several pieces are being added to the maze and puzzle of the community. So it'll come at a perfect time when Eureka is about to experience a trail boom. This kind of facility would be a perfect marriage for the recreational opportunities they're trying to provide for their constituents and visitors.
Eureka's first bed and breakfast was established in 1980, a novelty back then, much like this hostel. Today, Eureka counts around 30 B&Bs, along with an estimated 70 cottages and cabins permitted as quaint tourist lodging. So hostels could quickly become a trend in Eureka. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.